Madame Esplay and Danielle Millet. They're joined by the members of the Paris Opera Comique Orchestra, with Alain Lombard directing. That was the flower duet from Delibes' Lakmé. We're going to continue exploring some music from E.L. James that she selected for the classical album to her salacious novel, 50 Shades of Grey. Now, Rachmaninoff is her next selection, and it has long been enjoyed as a romantic composer, and he wrote very well for the piano. This next selection actually comes from his second piano concerto. It was composed between the autumn of 1900 and April 1901. It's one of his more popular pieces, and actually established his fame as a concerto composer. This morning, a performance by Cécile Lucet and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, with Sir Simon Rattle conducting. Here is the Adagio. Cecile Lucet and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, with Simon Rattle conducting. That was the Adagio from Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. And if you've just joined us this morning, you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this morning we're taking a listen to selections chosen by the author E.L. James from the EMI Classical album, 50 Shades of Grey. Now, she describes this next work as follows: a sensual, wordless song, which gives way to a cello solo before the singer returns singing wistfully about watching day fade into night. Now, the work is by Hitor Villa-Lobos, and it's the aria from his Bacchinales Brasileiras No. 5. There are a series of 9 suites that the Brazilian composer wrote for a combination of various instruments. This morning, we're going to hear a performance by Barbara Hendricks and the cellos of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you. You have to wait for the high note. That was Barbara Hendrick and the cellos from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the aria from Hitor Villa-Lobos' Bacchinanis Brasileiras No. 5. And since there were some allusions to Bach in the previous selection, we're going to hear Alexandre Thoreau and Les Violins du Roi and Bach's Keyboard Concerto in D minor. Here is the Adagio. Alexandre Thoreau and Les Violins du Roi. That was the Adagio from Bach's Keyboard Concerto in D minor.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this morning we're exploring the music from the classical album to the novel 50 Shades of Grey. Now, this next piece needs no introduction. If you've ever been to a wedding, a movie, or stuck in an elevator, a version of this exists, but it all attests to its magnificence. Popular for many years and arranged by lots and lots of people, here is some music by Johann Pachelbel. Pachelbel's Canon in D, performed by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with Sir Nevil Mariner conducting. And I'm just loving the selections this morning. They were all chosen by the author E.L. James of the popular and salacious novel 50 Shades of Grey, the classical album that just came out from EMI. We're going to move on to some music she chose by Vaughan Williams. Now, Vaughan Williams was born in October, lovely month, back in 1872. He has a reverend as his father, and he's also related to the Darwins, Charles Darwin actually being his great uncle. Now, he was born into a privileged intellectual upper middle class family, but he never took it for granted and worked all his life to produce some marvelous works. He also very much enjoyed the works of Thomas Tallis. He was a 16th century composer, and Vaughan Williams wrote this in inspiration. We're going to hear a lovely performance of his Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. Here's the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Adrian Bout conducting. Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. That was the London Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by Joseph Cantaloube. Now, he wrote his Songs of the Auvergne between 1923 and 1930. It's a collection of folk songs from the region of France, arranged for soprano and orchestra, or sometimes for soprano and piano. It's best known for the Billiero, of which we shall hear this morning. Today, a great performance by Arline Auger. She's joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Arlene Auger and the English Chamber Orchestra. That was the Baliero from Joseph Cantaloube's Songs of the Auvergne. We're going to move on to some music by Chopin. Now, this Polish composer and virtuoso pianist is considered one of the great masters of the Romantic music era. The vast majority of Chopin's works are actually for solo piano. He actually wrote 21 nocturnes for piano, and the three nocturnes, Opus 9, were dedicated to the famous pianist Madame Camille Pelliel, with whom several noted musicians of the day, including Berlioz and Liszt, fell in love with. Now, their romances may not have lasted, but Chopin's works definitely have endured and experienced great popularity to this day. This morning we're going to hear a performance of the Nocturne No. 1 in B-flat major, Opus 9, by Samson François.
Thank you.
Samson Francois and Chopin's Nocturne No. 1 in B-flat major, Opus 9. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this morning we're exploring selections selected by noted author E.L. James from the infamous trio of novels and the novel 50 Shades of Grey. Now she has chosen 15 works, and that's what we're celebrating this morning, of which she writes, "I am thrilled that the classical pieces that inspired me while I wrote the 50 Shades trilogy are being brought together in one collection for all lovers of the books to enjoy." So let's continue to enjoy. Here's some music by Fauré from his Requiem. The King's College Choir of Cambridge, joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra, and that was music from Fauré's Requiem. And as we are in the spirit of great music this Sunday morning, let's take a ride at a classic, Bach's Jésus Joy of Man's Desiring. Thank you. Alexis Weisenberg on piano. That was Bach's Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring. And you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this morning we had a great exploration of music to the soundtrack for the novel 50 Shades of Grey, the classical album from EMI. And I do have a great giveaway this morning. I've got some tracks to give away. Give me a shout at 604-822-2487, and you can get a chance to take home all the great music that we heard this morning. Now, do keep listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Wurku. He's coming up just at 10, but I do not hope that I would let you off without some classical oboe music. It's a staple on this program and one of my favorite parts. So to leave you, here are some selections from Vivaldi's Concerto in D minor.